Chris, it seemed like it was May and we were celebrating the end of school, and literally like that. Yeah. You are here now welcoming another school year.
It's crazy how quick it goes. It's just, what summer, yeah. You know? What summer break?
When he was coming back, I said, Chris, did you have a great summer? He said, what summer? It's over.
Take that new phone, who this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Other than that one week in July, around July 4th, you all have been working around the clock.
Yeah, and I think our staff actually comes back next week. We're right back into it. Yeah.
In the Chester County School District, when does school officially start?
We start August the 4th. We're on that modified calendar. So we have those two intercession weeks, which means we get to start earlier.
Okay. Yes. So mm-hmm. The Rock Hill School District and the Fort Mill School District also this year have adopted that modified mm-hmm. school calendar, in addition to York and Clover. And they've been on this schedule for some time now. Same mm-hmm. as y'all. I think, 3 years? This is your third year going
in? This is our third year going into it. Yep.
And the reaction has been after 2 years has been what? Because people don't like going early, going back to school early.
Right.
So what can you tell folks that are starting that calendar this year?
Well, when we first did it, I mean, there was a lot of pushback. I mean, obviously, because, you know, cutting the summer short. But we're really moving those last 2 weeks of summer, you know, and sprinkling out throughout the year. So you get a nice fall break there. You get a nice extra spring break in a sense. And again, it gives a chance for teachers to kind of recharge their batteries, kind of refocus their efforts for continuing the rest of the year. And students that need extra help, they can come in and get extra help if they need to, or make up seat time or things of that nature. So I think it's a win-win for everyone.
So for the past 2 years, you'd give it a passing grade from everything, the response you received from parents and, you know, staff? And
I would think so. Surface level, I think everything runs smoothly during those 2 weeks. We'll do another pulse check here after the fall to see kind of how it went and see really what we want is for the students to benefit from it. And if we fail to see that there is a benefit to the students, then we may consider going back. But I think for right now, we're pretty set with it.
Have the parents, have you found that they have, the ones who have small children, have the local daycares and things like that been able to adapt and change to accommodate the needs for childcare for those 2 weeks, since they're an out of the ordinary time period and they're kind of stuck in the middle of regular
school? I have seen some local daycares kind of put up flyers in the past, just specifically for those 2 weeks. So I think, I think it's a change for everybody. It's also an opportunity for families to kind of go on vacation during the off season, where it's not as expensive to travel. Mm-hmm. So it gives them a nice extra opportunity to, you know, take some time off. And again, it's really just to refocus and just to kind of, you know, recenter yourself. So I think it's a good benefit for everybody.
Well, they're figuring it out.
Yeah.
when you look at the school year, what are maybe some projects, some to-do items that's on the list for the Chester County School District?
Yeah, so recently the board passed our five-year capital plan, and on that list is definitely priority one was replacing the roof at Chester High School. That is beyond its lifespan. And we've had it evaluated, and the consensus was, it needs a full replacement. So that's definitely on the list. Over at Lewisville High School, we have some plumbing work that needs to be done there. We have some gutter work at Great Falls High School and some electrical door panels that need to be replaced. So it's a lot of like maintenance things that we're focusing on. As far as like major construction, we're finishing up our expansion to Lewisville Elementary School, which, of course, will house all of the fifth grade. So it's a new fifth grade wing. So that'll wrap up here by the fall. And then we have to start on our stacking, our repaving, our car rider line, our stacking loop there. So finish that up kind of quickly as well. So it's a lot of work to be done ahead.
The addition at Lewisville Elementary School, because we were out there for the groundbreaking.
Yeah,
so it'll be really exciting to walk the halls once that building, that addition is added. Mm-hmm. It should be completed this fall. Does that mean in the spring, the kids, when will the kids be in that part of the building?
So we're shooting for the start of school to have that fully complete. And last time we went there, they're really close. And they've assured us that they're on schedule. pending any major issues. But we should hopefully have that building occupied by the start of school.
By August 4th? Wow. Okay, yep. Great. Yep. All right. Well, let us know.
Hopefully, fingers crossed.
That's okay. It's a construction project, right. So people can hopefully relate and be patient with it.
Yeah, luckily the weather's hold out a little bit, so we should be on track.
And when you look at this school year, are you up to date and fine on teacher positions and staff positions? Where else can folks who are listening, who might be looking for a potential job, and find one at the Chester County School District? What does that look like?
So we're always in the need of support staff. So student nutrition services, bus drivers, we're always looking for folks to come in and fill in some of those gaps. Fortunately, this year we have zero teacher vacancies. So I think that's a first great. For us. And yeah.
They're all filled at
this
point?
They're all filled at this point. Like certified teachers, I think we're all either – so it's either in-house teachers or we utilize a lot of the international teachers to kind of fill in those positions where we can't find a candidate for. So that's the first time that we've seen that, I think, in a while.
That's really great, Chris. The Rock Hill School District says at this point 98% of – all of their teaching positions have been filled as well.
Yeah.
And 100% of the bus routes are already covered. So that's fantastic, because that has not always been the case.
No, certainly not.
For a lot of the school districts at this point in the year, you're still like saying, we're hiring. We need more teachers in the classroom. Mm-hmm. Well, that's fantastic. Chris Kristoff is with the Chester County School District. As we have just mentioned, school is right around the corner. In less than a week and a half, students will return to the classroom. Teachers will return in the next day or so. And though summer was a short one, it always seems to be short, you all did have, you know, some fun this summer. And just recently, you and the superintendent for the Chester County School District, Dr. Antoine Sutton, got a chance to travel because Dr. Sutton was honored.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so recently, I actually just came back yesterday, but we recently went to Washington, D.C., to the National School Public Relations Association Conference, where Dr. Sutton was honored as one of 25 superintendents to watch. And that's an award given every year to just 25 superintendents throughout the entire country and parts of Canada, who really kind of lead the way in innovation and leadership in terms of school communications. And because Dr. Sutton is the person that he is, you know, he's very open door policy, loves just getting out and about and meeting with people and students. We submitted his name, and then, you know, it goes through a panel, and then he was selected as one of the 25. So it was really, really awesome to see that and to go there and experience that and to bring back that type of honor to Chester County, to be able to put our name up on a national stage. I mean, it's a real, real big deal for us. So
yeah, I was going to say, if you can elaborate a little bit on that, too. I mean, Chester County School District in Washington, D.C., with just a select number of other school districts and superintendents in the whole country. Mm-hmm. What does that kind of do for the district in terms of its elevation? How does that continue to help maybe recruit even more teachers or families to the Chester County area?
I mean, it definitely helps by putting our name out there. It says, hey, you know, we're here too, and we're just as good, if not better, than some of the other districts around us. I mean, we shared the stage with Charlotte Mech, you know, and they're a huge system. So to be able to kind of contend and compete with them, some of the bigger districts, and you know, it's really great, you know, really great for us. So again, and as far as a recruitment tool, you know, these are some of the things that'll help, you know, kind of attract people, you know, on top of all of the bonuses and all the incentives that we give for people to come work for us. You know, to be able to do that and go there. I mean, it's a wonderful experience. So,
well, congratulations again to Dr. Antoine Sutton. Congratulations to the Chester County School District. And Chris, here's to a wonderful first day of school on August the 4th in the Chester County School District.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.